There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring us anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian and...
Danica.
We also have special guest co-host, James Cleveland. Welcome, James.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks for sticking with us here. You'd initially come in to talk about the video footage that has yet to be released publicly, but I imagine you will be doing that at some point over the next few weeks. The video of you being arrested for the first time this summer. It finally happened after flirting with it for like over a year. Because I remember when you'd first gotten here, you were like hot. You were like really hot on making your stand in the court system or whatever. And there were some close calls where you almost got arrested, but ultimately you managed to defuse the situation. But it happened.
Yeah, freedom of speech and freedom of press is like one issue I'm willing to fall on the sword for.
Yeah.
Like, okay, go ahead and arrest me.
And you did, by the way, you at the time, you're an entrepreneur now, but at the time you had a job. I mean, you had somewhere to be the next day or whatever. And I don't remember which day. Was it a weekday? It was a weekday.
Yes, it was July 1st. I don't remember.
It was a weekday. You had to go to work the next day.
That's right. I got bailed out that evening, and then I did make it into work.
So. Right.
Oh, that's good.
It's risky, though. I mean, if you know, this is the one reason why a lot of people won't allow themselves to be arrested or put themselves in a situation that could result in an arrest is because they got responsibilities. They got stuff to do. The dog to feed at home or the family to take care of or, a job to go to the next day. And you put all of that on the line and you stood up for freedom of the press and it was awesome. So thank you for doing that.
I have a question for you, James. So that happened in July. It's now December. So why has it taken so long for you to get your things back? Was there just like a rain that was there a certain time period where they had to keep it? I know you mentioned something earlier about needing to, you know, file a statement for it, but was there a required period that they had to hang on to it before they get it back to you?
No, part of it is my fault. You know, I procrastinated and I didn't get it done. But the other thing is, so they were saying like, okay, the camera and the audio device are evidence. Like, we're going to show that the video we're going to use here came from the device. So basically I had to waive my right. I don't remember what it was called, but basically I said, okay, I won't challenge the validity of the video. I'll admit that it came from the device, you know, that it's a genuine video. Because I wanted my property back.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, okay, you know, and I think it'd be stupid anyway to say, oh, that's not the, you know, real video or something.
Right.
Like, okay, that's my defense. You know what I mean? Like, why would I do that? So
that makes no sense. Why would you say that it's not?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Well, according to the prosecutor, she made it sound like she. Okay, so when I got the camera back, it had like it was in a bag and it had like the chain of custody, like everyone who did it. And it's in a sealed bag. When I was talking to her, it sounded like she was going to remove it from the bag in court and play the video off the device. And I was floored by it. Like, okay.
Wow. Now, this is actually, I'm just realizing a moment while you're saying this, that the prosecutor in this case is the Keene Police prosecutor.
Yep.
Why is she prosecuting this when it was the state police who actually made the arrest?
Oh, you heard the gentleman say earlier, said this is KPD's scene.
Right.
So it's like they're acting under their
acting on behalf.
Authority, their jurisdiction, or whatever you want to call it.
Huh.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know they could do that. Shuffle the agents around.
They do that every Pumpkin Fest. So when they bring in all the surrounding town, they even bring in officers from Vermont for Pumpkin Fest. I don't know if they have arrest powers, but they're acting under KPD's authority, is my understanding of it.
Maybe they do. Maybe they get deputized or something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and the whole thing, you know, I wasn't out there. I just wanted to observe. I didn't want to. I wasn't talking to them. I wasn't doing anything. I just. What the hell is going on?
Well, when the cop first approaches you in the video, he's 100 feet away. I mean, he seems like he's coming from quite a distance.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. And I think the video before I got a check, I think I set up my tripod and I was shooting. And as the officer was walking towards me, I started the video you just played.
You can hear you setting the tripod up in this video.
Okay.
You can hear the you extending the legs on the tripod, or at least that's what I believe is going on. So you're welcome to share your thoughts on freedom of speech, freedom of the press. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, there's no shortage of these videos. I mean, this is just your version of one encounter. But if you go to photographyisnotacrime.com, there are countless iterations of videographers and still photographers being harassed, threatened, intimidated, and arrested by various police from all across the United States. And in your case, James, it's fairly typical what happened to you. And it's I hope that you can have success with this because it's hard. It's hard to beat disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. In my case, I was hit with those two charges, but not for recording video. I was hit with those two charges I was hit with obstructing government administration and resisting arrest for standing in front of a police car when they were arresting a young lady in downtown Keene. Ultimately, I lost on both of the charges at a bench trial, but appealed to a jury trial because you can do that in New Hampshire when you've got Class A misdemeanors, which you have. And at the jury trial, the jury did not convict me of resisting arrest, so I only got one of the two charges on which I was convicted. But unfortunately, I got a harsher sentence because for, you know, I guess whatever reason, they can punish you worse when you go to a jury trial. Even though you would receive whatever sentence you received at the bench trial, the judge can just, you know, disregard that and sentence you even harsher for bothering to go to a jury trial. In your case, James, the prosecutor actually threatened you, and you don't have audio of this, but she threatened you over the phone saying if you don't take the plea deal that she offered, that she's going to try to get you to go to jail.
So point of clarification, she said basically because you didn't take the plea deal.
Oh, she was taking it off the table at that point. Like the deal's gone.
Yeah, because you didn't take my plea deal, now I'm going to ask for 2 years in prison or 2 years in jail, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, you know, I guess I'm not going to, you know, I guess this is it, you know, I'll see you in trial kind of deal. But
no, see, maybe you two can clarify this, but I was under the impression that you go to jail for crimes or whatnot that have offenses for less than a year. And you go to prison if it's longer than a year.
That's generally correct.
So could you possibly stay in jail for 2 years then?
You mean in the county jail?
Sure.
For 2 years?
Yeah.
There are certain circumstances in which that can happen. So, for instance, like if you are pretrial confinement, you can be in there for, you know, let's say you're in jail for 3 months awaiting trial. In James's case, he's bailed out, so he doesn't have to
do that. Right,
he
doesn't have to go.
But if, you know, if he were in there for 3 months and then he were to go into trial and they were to hit him with a year, then, well, usually that 3 months will be credited. I forget. There's a situation where I was actually in jail with a guy who was there for more than a year, and I'm trying to remember what his circumstance was that allowed him to be there for that length of time. Certainly if they do concurrent sentences, meaning that both of the year-long sentences are happening at the same time, that would obviously keep him in jail.
So, yeah, so it's not two separate events. It's two events that happened at the same time in his case, disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Yeah, and, hopefully I wouldn't get anything, you know, hopefully I wouldn't even get a year in jail.
Hopefully not.
But
well, you have no criminal record, right?
I have no criminal record. I have no history of violence.
Helps.
One interesting thing, during the arraignment, the prosecutor was like, I'd like to put additional bail requirement on Mr. Cleveland and prevent him from having access to firearms and weapons.
What?
And also from drinking in excess. And, you know, I told the judge, like, well, I have no history of violence. I'm not a violent person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see how this is relevant, and I don't drink. And he's like, okay, well, I'll say you can have weapons or whatever. I'll deny that one. But since you don't drink, that's not a problem for you. So now I can't drink excessively, whatever that means. But
we know it when we see it.
More than one drink, I suppose.
Well, who knows? I don't know what that... You know, it's just arbitrary.
I will say, too, getting arrested wasn't as bad as I thought. And then
didn't you say they tackled you?
Yeah, they pretty much like tackled me to the ground.
That sounds kind of bad.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like I was like injured or anything, but
well, then you got lucky. I mean, if you got tackled to the ground,
yeah, I agree.
I mean, your head could have hit the concrete or something. Like
I don't
that,
know
or...
if they threw the camera, like they turned off the camera, and then next thing I know, it's like 10 or 15 feet away. Like they had to go retrieve it.
Now there was a tripod attached to the camera at that time,
so I think they like grabbed it and threw it, which I was not happy about.
Were you on the grass or was this concrete?
It was on the grass.
Okay, so that was good. That's probably part of the reason why you didn't take any damage when you were going
down. Sure.
We'll come back with more here and why they treated you that way. That doesn't make any sense at all. More on the way, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Cabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here. You can bring up anything you want. We've got James Cleveland with us. He is also known as Robin Hood, but now He's facing 2 years in prison for the dastardly crime of recording video in a public place. That's seriously what's happening. And it's not just him. I mean, there are people all around the country. You can go to photographyisnotacrime.com, and you can see a multitude of examples of photographers, both video and still, being harassed and threatened and arrested by the police. It's insane. And apparently Illinois is looking at recriminalizing recording the police there, which I don't have all the details on that, but that sounds horrible. Illinois has historically been one of the worst places for recording the cops. And, of course, you know, we're all here as part of the Free State Project, which is the idea of moving liberty-oriented people to the same place so we can get active together. And we can talk about that in a little bit and how that makes your situation unique, I think, James. But first, I want you to know about ProXPN. If you are online, whether it's your laptop, your desktop machine, your handheld device, you need to look at ProXPN if you care about your privacy. Because right now, your internet service provider, whoever that happens to be, is probably saving your surfing history. Wherever you're going, it's likely being logged, and those logs may be kept for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. So if you don't have something like ProXPN to protect you, well, everything you're doing is out in the open for your ISP to sell, to use, to turn over to the police, etc. You can stop that from happening right now by going and getting started for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. It's free to get started there. You get a limited account with limited bandwidth, but when you're ready to upgrade to unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, you can use our discount code. And what ProXPN does is they encrypt your internet connection. So your ISP, the coffee shop administrator, somebody sniffing your Wi-Fi packets, they're not going to know what you're doing because you're encrypted with ProXPN. Use our discount code to get the sweet 50% off deal off their annual account price. Brings the price down to $5 a month, about $5, a little bit less than $5 a month. Code is FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, the number 50, as in 50% off, or, yeah, so that's FTL50, and then risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So there's nothing to lose here except your privacy. But again, you can go and get started for free right now, proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Ian and Danica in here with you on this Friday night. Danica, I mean, you've been, you're relatively new to New Hampshire. When did you make the move here?
Let's see. I technically arrived in, like, late May, like the last couple days in May.
Okay, so not even a full year, like just
not
over
a full
half
year.
A year at this
yeah.
point. You know, what was your impression? I mean, before you moved to New Hampshire, you moved here as part of the Free State Project, as James and I did. What was your impression of, you know, folks who've been arrested in things, you know, situations like James? Was that attractive to you happening up here? Does that scare you? Like, oh my God, these guys are getting arrested. I don't want to come to Keene or I don't want to come to New Hampshire. Was that something that kind of put you off?
No, actually, when I was first scoping out New Hampshire to move, my, you know, a former boyfriend and I at the time were looking at cities we want to go to, and he wanted to go somewhere because it was just you want to go to Manchester because it's a bigger city, a lot more people, a lot more things to do.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to come to Keene because I wanted to, you know, see all the activists in their elements, so to speak, see what was going on, and, you know, and be a part of it. So it's kind of, it's not really scary when people get arrested. It's very sad, more so, that they get arrested for very silly things, such as filming police,
mm-hmm.
You know, being told that they can't walk. I mean, it just kind of makes me think, wow, why, you know, maybe if there was an arrest for something that could, you know, that may slightly justify it, like, say, someone that, like, obviously shot someone trying to get away and you're arresting, okay, you know, you're arresting him because he's a potential danger. But why are you arresting someone that's quite obviously not a danger and is, you know, observing, wanting to get facts? Like, how, like, why are you wasting my taxpayer money on something like that?
Why, James? Why did they arrest you? I mean, what's your speculation here? Because you were so far away from this situation, it seemed, that you couldn't even see what was happening. You were on the other side of the building. You were at least a couple buildings away, it seemed like, in the video. It's hard to get the perspective, but from what you've told us, you weren't anywhere near the scene.
I think it's because I said no, and I tried to exercise my rights. I think that was, like I said, the state police are not used to dealing with activists, and I think that played a huge factor in that kind of a challenging of his authority.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to be...
He even says in the video, I have the authority to tell you to move, and I'm exercising it.
Yeah, I was trying to be, like, calm and collected, you know, but, hey, I'm out here acting as press, and I strongly believe that I would rather film something where there is potential for violence or... So the police, you know, it's great, like, okay, you go and film a traffic stop, mm-hmm. or, I don't know, you film something kind of, like, run of the day, like, let's say them issuing a ticket to someone or whatever. I think the times where video is most critical, though, is during those times where there's a potential for violence, like I said, for
sure.
the police using their powers, you know, their police powers to arrest someone, you know.
You could help protect somebody after the fact. If the police get violent during that arrest, your video could come in real handy.
Exactly, and it could even
and
be...
they know that,
It
right?
can be used by them. So during the Keene State riots up here, during Pumpkin Fest, now KPD apparently is going to use some of the footage... You know, to prosecute people.
Footage I shot, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I knew they would do when I was shooting that footage.
And if I was filming, let's say, a scene and someone, like, punched a police officer, I would give them the footage.
Yeah.
No problem. So, like, what is the issue where you guys don't... Why don't you want
to
be filmed? I guess
what do they
the
have
underlying
to hide?
Issue. Yeah, and they always say that to, quote-unquote, normal people, like... Oh, well, what do you have to hide? You know, you should be fine with whatever, you know.
Well, their claim is that they're trying to keep you safe. You're in the line of fire.
Oh, yes.
And look, you
keep me safe by arresting me. That's...
it seemed like they're more...
By putting me in jail for two years. That keeps
right.
me safe.
It seems like at the time they're more interested in keeping people away from the scene rather than trying to prevent the, you know, the poor gentleman from, you know, using that gun to, not even just hurt himself, but hurt other people. I mean, he could have easily used a gun on other people.
Let's go to Todd. He's in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Todd.
Hey.
Hey, Todd, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, go for it.
I love talk radio. It's my favorite thing in the world. Driving home, listening to talk radio, getting caught up on the news and everything. But for you guys, it's always, every day, just the police. It should just be called the police show.
Well, you know what? It does seem like it's been a little heavy on bad cop content recently, but you know, the fact is right now the police are in the news for being awful, and
Absolutely.
we're just reporting.
What about, what about the incidents like where two cops are sitting in the restaurant in Vegas just minding their own business, and anarchists walk in, shot them both in the head, went in and shot a couple people in Walmart?
Yeah, we talked about that when that happened. That's certainly not appropriate. I don't support
it. Those incidents happened, and that's why, I'm sorry, let me skip what I'm, that's why police are antsy in situations.
Well, and just because the cops are antsy doesn't mean that there's
that
no
dies,
freak.
Can you hold on,
Tom?
Yeah, I want to bring you back here, Todd, to give you a chance to get your thoughts out. Because just because the police are antsy or nervous or scared doesn't mean that they should have the right to shut down the freedom of the press. But let's let Todd speak for himself here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here on Free Talk Live.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, by the way. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Bitcoin is on the rise, and there's really amazing news about Bitcoin and Microsoft announcing they're taking it. We can get into that deeper if we get the chance later on. You can go down to the second Bitcoin conference in Texas. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is happening this year in 2015 at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin on March 28th and 29th. It's going to be the best and brightest speakers in the Bitcoin universe, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin. Plus, they're going to be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. And they've even invited the entire Texas legislature to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference will prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just curious, this is the place to be. March 28th and 29th. There's also even a kickoff event if you get there early on the 27th. And they're actually calling out for white papers right now if you've got an idea to make the community grow. Get in touch with them at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Free Talk Live was in attendance last year, and we broadcast live from the event. We're going to be doing the same thing this year, and I have to say I'm pretty excited. I had a good time in their first iteration of this in 2014, but I think this next one's going to be even better because they're moving the location to downtown Austin at the Moody Theater. Previously, it was out at a racetrack, kind of out in the sticks. And so I'm excited to have this event downtown. I think it's going to bring it to the next level. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go and get your tickets there now. It's $25 off if you use coupon code FREETALKLIVE. Run it all together as one word to get that discount. $25 off. We're already pretty affordable tickets over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Todd is with us here tonight. Ian, James, and Danica are in the studio. And Todd, you had some concerns. You feel like Free Talk Live is talking about the bad cop stories too often on the air here. And I have to let you know, I'm cognizant of that, and I have, you know, I've been trying to talk about other things on the air, but the cops just keep giving us all these bad news stories where they're murdering people and getting away with it. And it's just now we've got protests that are happening in the streets all around the country as a result of this. There's an endless stream of news about this, and it's more important now, I think, than ever before. But just before you go on, Todd, I want to let you know, as was pointed out before, James, you said if a cop were to be hit by some person, you would give the cops that video footage that you recorded of that.
Oh, absolutely. To me, video is about keeping everyone accountable.
You're not anti-cop, right?
No, of course not. I have three police officers in my immediate family. My uncle is a police officer in Tennessee. I have a cousin who's a prison guard in Florida. And I have a cousin who is a school resource officer. So, you know, to say I'm anti-cop would be ridiculous. You know, I think there is a very valuable service, if you want to call it that. There's a legitimate role for protection. If the police do something good, you know, I'll give them props
for it.
I'll
support them, yeah, which is why
I want them to arrest murderers. I want them to find violent people and people who destroy property. I have no issue with that. Please, you know, go investigate those people. That doesn't mean they should be mistreated when they're arrested, and, you know, maybe that's why I'm out there filming as well, but I support that 100%. So there was a case where
Hold the thought on the case. I want to give Todd a chance to jump in here. Todd, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I've got ADHD, so I got to say two things so I don't forget.
Sure.
One, I understand completely about the stuff that's going on, and I don't agree with the Garner situation.
Okay.
Again, in all the police situations, though, none of us are there. And here's the example that I use. I had a neighbor across the street from me that called the cops on everybody on my street to the point where most everybody moved for ridiculous things.
Wow.
One night, her husband came over and was threatening me at my door. And in Utah, I'm a concealed weapons carrier. I happened to have my weapon on that day. He could see the bulge on my shirt, underneath my shirt, and he's up standing in my doorway. And I just said, look, please go home, get off my effing doorway. And I was pretty calm but stern. So he went home, called the cops, said that I waved the gun in his face, that I was threatening to shoot him and all that kind of stuff. The police show up, four officers, and I didn't have a porch light to turn on. So they come to the door and they're really standoffish, and I'm not even I don't understand why. I just know I knew the cops were going to come. I was expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
By this time, I'd already gone upstairs, put my gun away, locked it up, everything. And they said, can you please step out here? And I said, sure, what's the problem? And they said, put your hands up. We can't see him. I'm like, okay, I don't understand what's the problem. And then one of the officers drew his gun and said, get your hands up, because I had my hands in my
pocket. Wow.
So I put my hands up because I didn't want to get shot, and then stepped into the light so they could see me and freaked on them. I called the desk sergeant the next day, called the captain, called the police chief. I knew him and explained the circumstances. And they explained to me that the call was that I had stuck the gun in the guy's face. Okay, I can understand them being a little bit more resistant to a guy standing in the shadows with his hands in his pocket. But still, don't draw a gun on me, unless you know. But I was certainly acting the part, because I was miffed, pissed off, okay? The thing, so I understand that side of it. I think it's ridiculous that they tell you to step up, or step back, and then they arrest you. I think that stuff's crazy. But the thing that I don't hear from any kind of journalism, and I just like to leave this question out there for you guys. Is there is, I don't know how many, we were talking about this at lunch today with a friend. How many police officers are there in the country? There's probably a million or more. And on an average throughout the year, how many of them are shot versus how many of them have this, what it looks like in Garner situation, blatant?
Not very many of them are killed. I don't know how many of them get shot, but policing is not a particularly dangerous profession compared to other professions. It's not even in the top 10 of most dangerous professions.
I know, I'm sorry, but I know in my small travels, I know three officers that got killed in duty.
Well, Todd, let's agree that, let's say that policing is a dangerous job. Well, number one, they chose that profession. And number two, my interpretation is it's like they're putting their life on the line, quote unquote, for the rest of us, right? That's the idea. So they should be willing to take the risk to let's take your situation. Instead of just showing up and you have your hand in your pocket and shooting you, they should put themselves in a little bit of danger and, you know, like they did, and not shoot you. They're taking a risk, right? Maybe not even pull the gun. Like, you see what I'm saying? So it's like they should be willing to take a little bit of risk in order to preserve rights. And, you know, I understand. I've worked a dangerous job. I had a construction job where I did roofing, and someone died on the job site.
That's one of the most dangerous jobs, I think, actually.
Injuries were very common. We had an air hose fly off. The coupler broke. And, you know, a guy lost his leg. So it was a dangerous job. I was working 80 feet in the air. You know, I'm building scaffolding. I'm doing concrete work. I'm doing carpentry. So I understand dangerous jobs. And, you know, I can appreciate that. But that doesn't necessarily excuse the behavior. You know, I chose that profession. You know what I mean?
Can I say something? I'm not excusing the behavior either. I do think that there needs to be. It needs to be brought out, and there are bad cops. There's no doubt about it. There's bad teachers. There's bad everything. There's bad radio show hosts, right? There's bad people in the world. But I really, I challenge you guys as journalists, and you're using the journalist, you know, press card. I challenge you guys as journalists, because Ian, you came up and said, well, not that many. Well, come up with the facts, and I like the fact that I can sleep at night knowing that I'm, you know, that there's somebody patrolling my neighborhood.
They provide protection, I'm all about that.
Yeah, if the cops are out there actually going after real criminals who hurt other folks, then they have my support. The problem is they're doing that not as often as they should. I thank you for the call, Todd. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can also join us online. Go to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that we have there on the website for you. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send $5 a month in, and you can do it automatically through PayPal with any major credit card, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And you get on this auto program, and then every month the money's just, you know, transmitted over to us. We can take that money and then invest it into Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations. We've got over 150 stations today from coast to coast and beyond in the United States, even so far out as Guam. And then we can get on more. We can have 300, 400, 500. It's all possible, but it takes money, and you can help us with that. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. There's also an AMP-only Facebook group. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Get started there. We really appreciate it when you do that. James Cleveland joining us in the studio. Ian and Danica in here as well. We've been talking about James's arrest over the summertime for recording video, in this case of a situation that you didn't even know really what was going on, but it ultimately turned out to be a suicidal man who allegedly did take his own life. But you were just trying to record video of it. The cops demanded that you get further away from the situation, and you're already fairly far away in the beginning. And then you went, you kind of walked away, and they wanted to go further, and you stood your ground. Ultimately, the cops came back around and threatened you again, and you continued to stand your ground as a member of the ostensibly free press. And you were arrested and charged with two Class A misdemeanors for your efforts. And you're now facing 2 years in prison as a result of that. So that's kind of where we started the show out tonight. And it's sort of morphed into a larger conversation now with our last caller about the police. And he made some statements about the dangers of the job. And he wanted numbers. He says he wants numbers. Well, I've got some numbers. And it's not hard to get these numbers. You can just Google cop most dangerous job. And one of the first results here is from the Foundation for Economic Education, FEE.org, about how dangerous it is to be a cop. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But first, Brian is in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk to Ian about the James Cleveland, and I had some questions for James, too, but
okay,
regarding
sure.
that caller, you know, that said he feels safer with these cops, I mean, has he ever considered, you know, the scary people that he wants to be protected, you know, from the cops, you know, by the cops from, that they may become cops? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. And one thing I like to ask people, I wish I'd remembered to ask him, maybe he's still listening, but if the police are there to protect and serve you, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I get nervous when I see police, especially when I'm driving.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
I don't feel like these people have my interest at heart, you know.
Even though I've dealt with police countless times, I still get nervous. Still get
anyway,
that adrenaline rush.
And it's really inspiring the way, you know, Derek J. acts so calmly. Maybe inside, like, you know, he's tremendous anxiety. I don't know, but I feel the same way when I encounter these people. But
yeah, even like the some of the most hardcore quote unquote police supporters I've ever met, I'll ask them that question like, do you get nervous if the police are driving behind you, or do you get nervous if you see a police officer? And they say yes, and I say, well, why is that? You know, I think that
because they know there's a threat of violence there. They
exactly.
know there's a man with a gun, yeah. and that he could use that, or the nightstick, or the pepper spray, or whatever.
And maybe they don't even think about it, too, but maybe he does something wrong and he's not held responsible. And we give them all this authority as a society. I say we, but society yeah. gives them so much authority. You know, I don't necessarily agree that, you know, maybe they have some legitimate authority, quote unquote, like if they're getting murderers, let's say. But even then, I'd still want competing police and like, let me choose what protection agency I want. But
boy, that's a nice idea. I hope that we see that. I hope we live to see the day where we can actually choose not to fund the government police and instead fund some sort of alternative protection agency. I would like to see that day.
That would be a huge step forward. And one thing, too, so government solutions are like a one-size-fits-all. I mean, no one, like, okay, no one can agree, like, let's say you have a group of friends. It's hard to agree just, like, where we're going to go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So to say, oh, well, as society, we should spend, I don't know, 10% of our income on policing. Well, maybe someone else wants to spend 8%. Someone else wants to spend 25%.
Maybe someone else wants to spend zero.
Exactly.
Just go, you know, risk it. Just get out there and take their risk and not have any sort of protection service. So, Brian, what other questions did you have?
Well, Ian, you know, I've heard you over the years say that, you know, don't take a plea and how you encourage this civil disobedience. And I don't know, it's kind of sad, you know, when people you care about are going into a cage or whatever, you know, I mean, do you stand by that, you know, at times like this?
Do I stand by recommending people not take a plea deal? Yeah, of course.
And do civil disobedience and stuff like that?
I mean, obviously, I stand by not taking a plea deal. I don't advocate. I don't, you know, demand people not take a plea. It's just a suggestion that I make. I go out there and I recommend to people that they, you know, learn about the plea deal system and why it's such a bad idea, and suggest that they not take the plea deal. But I don't get upset if somebody decides to take the plea deal. People should do whatever it is in their best interest.
And I certainly
don't advocate civil disobedience. I don't think it's right for everybody. So you've got to be in a real special kind of part or a role in life to be able to do civil disobedience. You know, having a job, for instance, is probably going to cut you out of that possibility, unless your boss is really super cool and is willing to let you pick up where you left off after you get out of jail. So I think that there's a right time for some of this stuff. But I think that generally not taking a plea is a good thing to do, especially if you're up here in New Hampshire, because not taking a plea means clogging the system with more cases. But, you know, if you're facing serious charges and there's a pretty nice plea deal offer made to you, I wouldn't blame you for not taking it.
James,
well,
or for taking
what do you think you could have done differently? You know, like, I was thinking maybe, like, you could have maybe been asking questions instead of, like, saying no to the cop.
Yeah,
maybe
that probably would have been a wise thing to do. Another thing, the key mistake I made, I think, was being alone. I think that was a terrible mm-hmm. decision. You know, I moved to New Hampshire to be with activists, and here I am, basically by myself filming the police while there are activists in the area. I think that was a huge mistake on my part. I don't know. I don't know what I would have done differently to... I don't know how I would have... Maybe I could de-escalate more. I don't know. But I felt like maybe I was being fairly cooperative, but...
Maybe it could have been like, is this illegal for me to be here? Is it illegal?
Yeah, that probably would have been a... That would be a good question.
It's definitely true. General rule when dealing with police is whoever it is that's asking questions is the one that's winning. And that's a, that's a general statement, and that's a kind of a rephrasing of an old sales adage. You know, if you're the one asking, if you're the one doing most of the talking in sales, you're the one losing. So if the salesman's just blah, 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 talking about the product or whatever, they're going to lose the sale. But if the customer, the potential customer, the prospect, is the one talking about what they want and what they need, and, you know, and you can show them how the product gives you that, then you'll usually get the sale. And the same thing's kind of true for police. Whoever's doing the most of the talking is the one going to likely lose that situation, even though we are talking about a serious power disparity where there's one man with a gun and the ability to use it, you know, basically get away with murder if necessary. But that said, if you're asking questions, you can. It also helps you clarify what that cop is saying to you. So, like, when a cop says, "I'm going to have to ask you to let me search your car," or I'm going to have to ask to search your car," or something like that, and you can say something like, "Are you asking or are you ordering?" You know, and that's one of the things I said.
Yeah, that was fun. That was funny on that video.
Yeah, when I was getting out of the passenger side of the car, and they demanded that I get back in, I made sure to clarify, "Or are you asking me?" Because I think he said something. I'm asking you to get back in.
Yeah, I got to ask you to get back in or something.
And I said, "Well, are you just asking me?" And that's when he clarified, "No, he's demanding that I get back in the car, and if I don't, I'm going to be charged with disorderly conduct." And, you know, back to your original point, Brian, I absolutely advocate not taking the plea deal, and I also do it in my own life. I mean, I did not take the plea on the last trial that I went to, where I was also facing 2 years in prison on these nonsense ID charges. I've taken parking tickets to trial rather than, you know, because remember, when you pay a fine, if you get hit with a speeding ticket or a parking ticket or something like that, one of these sort of regular traffic citations, whenever you fill out that form and you cut a check, you just took a plea. You pled guilty when you cut them that check. And so, you know, the plea deal isn't always necessarily put forth as, you know, an offer by someone. It's just, it could just be there on the piece of paper, like you're pleading guilty by cutting that check. So, yeah, I do recommend that. And if you want to learn more about it, I suggest you go to don'tplea.freekeen.com, and that'll pull up the actual flyer that we utilize here in Keene on a regular basis, handing it out to folks at the courthouse. Don'tplea.freekeen.com. We'll take you right to that. Brian, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour number three is on the way. I still have the numbers since our earlier caller asked for them. We were talking about the police, you know, how dangerous is this job?
Yes.
There's a pretty shocking statistic here. We'll give it to you coming up.
Great.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough runoff to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.